My Life Today, January 30. Timothy's Life, a Result of Family Religion. Family Worship in My Life. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Those who profess the name of Christ should not neglect to establish the family altar, where they can seek God daily with all the earnestness with which they would seek Him in a religious assembly. We may learn precious lessons in this respect from the life and character of Timothy. From a child, Timothy had known the scriptures. Religion was the atmosphere of his home. The piety of his home life was pure, sensible, and uncorrupted by false sentiments. The Word of God was the rule which guided Timothy. He received his instruction line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, and the spiritual power of these lessons kept him pure in speech and free from all corrupting sentiments. His home instructors cooperated with God in educating this young man to bear the burdens that were to come upon him at an early age. The lessons of the Bible have a moral and a religious influence upon the character as they are wrought into the practical life. Timothy learned and practiced these lessons. He had no specially wonderful talents, but his work was valuable because he used his God-given abilities as consecrated gifts in the service of God. His intelligent knowledge of the truth and of experimental piety gave him distinction and influence. The Holy Spirit found in Timothy a mind that could be molded and fashioned to become a temple for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The youth should place themselves under the teaching of the Holy Scriptures and weave them into their daily thoughts and practical life. Then they will possess the attributes classed as highest in the heavenly courts. They will hide themselves in God, and their lives will tell to His glory.